When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sorry, you girls.
What'd you call me?
Youths.
You may be noticing there's another voice with what? Us today. Nika, care to join us?
Oh, sorry. I was looking at the mistake of the week, the fuck up of the week. Sorry, I was thinking about Madison Cawthorn.
Okay, spoiler alert.
I have to go.
It's like you've never done this fucking podcast before.
Mistakes. Ow.
Okay, first things first, sound disclaimer. We're recording on the road with our own equipment.
Be specific.
We're in Vermont.
But where? In a meditation room.
We're in a meditation room in my dad's house.
And if you hear any wheezing, call 911 because I'm having an asthma attack.
And I hit his, I punctured a hole, much like the hand that rocks the cradle. Yeah. She does that to the wife.
So we do have a guest.
We do.
Care to introduce yourself?
Yeah. My name is, I didn't know which name to give. I was like, my name's JP. I just instantly got so nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know now that.
Mommy's little boy.
Mommy's little boy.
This is John Patwick.
John Patwick.
Otherwise known as JP. And then also sometimes, well, in the past, other names, and in the future, maybe a different name.
We're going to find out.
We'll find out what the future holds.
Yeah. Friend of the pod. Frequently referenced friend of the pod.
Very frequently referenced.
So if you're a listener...
Now I got to go and listen and dig in and find what references.
Don't dig too deep.
Don't subscribe to the Patreon. Don't. I know I'm on there.
Yeah, definitely don't subscribe to the Patreon. Yeah. Oh, we should do a Patreon episode, too.
We should do one where I just review your Patreon. On by going through there and finding it. And then I have my retort.
Okay. There's no retort necessary. It's not like we like are outing you for something or calling you out, rather.
Okay.
There's nothing to out you for. You know,
you'll find out.
You've
never
done that yourself.
Yeah, I've already done that myself, I'm sure.
You'll find out never what we're talking about on the Patreon episode.
That's because I can't afford it.
Yeah. Yeah. Subscribe to the Patreon if you're not JP to find out more about JP.
Yeah. And then DM me and tell me all the secrets.
So this is a little bit different as far as our guest episodes go. We usually don't have the guest in the intro like this. We're just recording a whole episode with you. Normally, we do a little intro ourselves and then like, a second half with a guest, but you're here for the long haul. Because you're like, you know, you're a guest. We got you as early investors, you know. You're not like famous yet, but very soon you will be.
Yeah.
Super soon. Kind of like all of us.
Years and years.
I mean, I could deal with some more years of not being famous before we are all famous, because once that happens, we're gonna have to limit how much we say. And do.
Oh, no, so not us.
True. Yeah, not us.
Well, not me, because I'm not allowed to say and do anything online anymore, so.
You're not allowed?
Well, I'm just not allowed to have my Twitter. Just
feel free to not do that.
Ever again.
That was a big faux pas.
I don't know if you guys heard that. That was my ASMR.
Oh, yeah. JP banned from Twitter. Almost famous.
Almost famous.
And friend of the pod. So that's all the context that guests need. Other than that, just like a funny, funny friend that we're excited to join us on this wild ride that is Best Mistakes.
Yeah.
You have listened, right?
Yeah.
Which episodes have you listened to?
I listened to the entire DMT one.
You are on that one.
I am on that one. I did hear my voice in that. Listening back way back
you
in my first one that I ever listened to.
The Trisha Paytas and Ethan Klein one,
yeah,
right?
That was where I learned from it.
What do you mean?
Like, I learned about Trisha Paytas.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hope so.
Yeah, I...
We're not doing our job if you're not learning about it.
Right.
This is an educational podcast, first and foremost.
I'm trying to think of what the first one was. I can picture where I'm at. I'm in the kitchen of the apartment I share with Lincoln.
Other friend of the pod.
Cleaning.
Another friend of the pod.
Visualizing.
Yeah, I'm cleaning. I'm currently on the counter spraying. Ooh. Got some on my phone. And then that was all I could listen to because I destroyed my
phone.
I'm
being bent over.
I'm being pushed down. My pants are falling down. Okay.
And that's why he's banned from Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually is. And fun fact, Disney did it. They say, don't say gay. On Twitter, specifically yours.
Do you want to share more about why you think there's a conspiracy against you at Disney Corp?
Yeah, I have a big conspiracy, and so I'm a big Ron DeSantis fan at the current moment. Just kidding, I'm not.
I am too. I think he's doing really great things for the Florida school system.
Yeah, I think he's doing amazing things for the taxpayers in Florida. I think they're going to really love their tax increase. So I used to have this could be a mistake, but it's not. I used to have a...
depending on who you ask.
Yeah, depending on who you ask, it's a mistake. A slut Twitter, which we're all familiar with.
We are.
All three of us.
Yeah, yeah.
You care to explain the listener?
Well, if you don't know, I'm going to out you guys.
If you know, you know. And if you don't know, you should know.
Yeah, that all three of us have alts. On Twitter, I don't anymore. Where sex work happens, and I had a sex worker name. My name was Buck Wild.
Yes,
spelled with an E
Buck
at the
Wild
end.
XXX.
Yeah, Wild with an E as an homage to Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde, yeah,
yeah, or Olivia Wilde if you were a fan of her. Yeah, or sometimes people would ask me if I was a fan of Flavor Flav, which I am.
Yes, like yeah, that was. Also, my immediate association with it was Flavor of Love.
Okay, so I was on there. I was, like, making the moves, posting the posts, taking pics, and then one day I get notified from Twitter that my account has been permanently suspended for, violation of their rules or whatever. And...
what rule did you violate?
Just being too hot. The real world that they
chose...
You
had something in your cover photo.
Yeah, was my cover photo was, like, too pornographic for them. Although, it was just me fucking myself. So, I mean, like, if you look at it, it's hard. It's me in three different positions. It's, like, me eating my ass while sucking my dick. And so, it was...
So, it's actually not pornographic.
It's actually art. Wow. It really was. It was, like, the most...
you can do that.
I do love that photo.
Yeah, it's a good photo. Thank you. I am very flexible.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I sucked my own dick once, but I don't think I could ever do it again.
You suck.
Well, I literally can.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, one time. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Can you eat your own pussy? Let's find out.
Are you that flexible?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I'm that flexible anymore.
I don't think that that's really a thing that people can eat their own pussy. Like, I'm sure someone can, but it's not nearly as achievable as sucking one's own dick. But you were not...
No, I wasn't doing that. It was three.
It was like three photos. Overlapping.
Oh,
so and it was like me looked posed, like eating my ass. Me posed, giving my ass away while I was sucking on a dick. Me giving that dick to my own mouth. So it was all about like self love, power verse. And then that got me taken down. But I was fighting it. And by fighting it, you can't really fight it on Twitter. There's no one to call.
Yeah.
You just have to, like, report, like, that they've done it wrong a bunch of times and email
who
you can.
And then they keep being like, no, actually, it's perfectly exactly what we meant to do.
Yeah. Or just let me take down the photo and keep my my thing running. That was the part that never got, like, didn't understand.
Yeah.
I was like, they should have just been like, hey, no more of your little... in quotations,
Twitter
art.
Also, Twitter doesn't let us have our podcast art as our profile picture, like, because of our butts. Mm-hmm. And it's an illustration.
Yeah, and I've got it right here, so we can reference it.
Yeah. And if, you know, the listeners can look at their...
They're good butts.
They are good butts.
Yeah.
Great illustration by Gracie Kanan. I think it's pronounced Kanan. Anyway, so Disney...
Yeah, that happened in July of last year. Mm-hmm. Flash forward to, I don't know, September. They are advertising a new movie called The Adventures of Buck Wild. So I'm fairly sure that I had some little twink sub who worked for Disney who was like jacking off to me in the bathroom and like came running into the meeting and was like, we have a problem.
We have to take this boy down.
Yeah, we have to take this boy down or change our name. And then they viewed it. They like talked to someone and was like, that's going to cost us a lot of money if we just change the name. So they were like,
got your Twitter taken down.
Yeah, got taken down. So Buck Wild's dead.
R.I.P. Okay.
That's who I should have, you know, gave an offering to Beltane. I should have brought all of my porn.
Oh. Disney took down your porn account. This is a plandemic.
Disney planned.
I didn't have a lot of followers in terms of like sex workers, but I had enough to stir a problem if I were to just Photoshop my naked ass self on top of their poster just once. Adventures of Buckwild.
I mean, you still can.
I still can. In fact, if anyone out there is a little curious, just DM me and I'll send you those nudes for you to
do with what you will.
No. Yeah, and what you will do is
Photoshop it onto that movie poster.
For me. And then I'll relaunch it.
I hope that we all get to leave Twitter one day soon.
Enjoying Truth Social.
Well, great. We already got one mistake out of you, but it's not your mistake. It's Disney's mistake.
Yeah, they really could have.
And, you know, with our listenership, we might be able to take Disney down.
To come on the pod.
Who?
The Disney Air.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a teacher.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're interesting. Come on the pod. Non-binary Disney Air.
But the Disney Air has nothing to do with, like, the Disney company anymore, right?
Yeah. But they should still come on anyway.
Yeah, come on the pod. No, I mean, for sure. Come on the pod. Would love that. We're going to go into our segments. Mistakes, keepsakes, and hot takes. Well, my keepsake this week is that we're on the first leg of our road trip right now. And I'm already having a blast. And I'm really excited for the, like, 2 weeks ahead of us as the three of us. Let's check in, see if we're still friends at the end. Just kidding.
We might be married.
We might be very married. Is polygamy illegal in any state?
No, I wish.
That's fucked up.
It really is fucked up. You know, that's going to be my hot take.
I would imagine it would have been illegal in Utah.
No, that's where Utah, it's famously where illegal.
They like really crack down on it.
Yeah.
Oh,
because it's such a problem there.
Because it's such a, quote unquote problem. Listen, I'm not in support of the kind of polygamy that like involves like child brides or like coercing people.
Big love kind of polygamy.
But like, it is just weird that consenting adults can't enter a multiple marriage. That's like strange to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a money thing. I think it's about like not, you know, the like,
yeah, taxes.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Taxes. Also, like, you know, there's a lot of ways that the nuclear family benefits our capitalist structure and like any ways that is threatened that they can make illegal, they will. You know, there are certain things like they just can't make illegal, like having kids with multiple people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like marrying multiple people is at least something that they have control over.
Yeah.
They, you know, the big brother.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But anyway, yeah, my keepsake is that I'm very excited and I'm very proud of us for everything that we just packed into my little car.
Same.
We really fucking Tetrised the fuck. We'll take a picture and post it on the podcast Instagram or something, but you have to see what we did, how we sardined my Honda Fit. So that's my keepsake. I just think that we're already a great team and we're doing a great job. We're doing big things and I'm excited for the weeks ahead. My mistake: left from New York City at 8 a.m. today, and even though I, like, very much tried to get enough sleep, I most certainly did not.
Mm.
And there's, like, a lot that we need to do in the next couple of days, or at least not need to do, but things that we would like to do before we hit the road to Tennessee. And I'm running already on not a full tank, and I'm not, you know, pleased about that. But I'm also pretty confident that I can catch up on that sleep tonight, so.
Yeah, let's go to bed early.
Yeah, that's my plan. But, you know, that was my mistake, is that I couldn't really fall asleep until, like, 4 or 5 a.m., even though I was in bed at, like, 1. And then I was up at 7. So that was rough. But we're moving right along. And then my hot take. Okay, so listeners of the pod know that I've been well, mostly listeners of the Patreon. I haven't talked a ton about this on the pod, but I've been in the process of getting over someone. You know, life gave me the distinct honor and pleasure. It's not the first time and it won't be the last. Okay. But every time I go through some kind of like relationship situation, there's lessons to be learned. And to me, like the thing that is makes it like worth it is to pay attention to those lessons so you don't have to relearn them. And a lesson that I have been learning is that I have a tendency to really like lament on what ifs and I mourn potential more than what actually was. And I realized that like a lot of my heartache was coming from things like would be could be's and not what actually was. And so my hot take that I would like to bestow to anyone who's going through something similar is rather than thinking about what it is that you miss about a person or what it is that you like miss about the potential that you had, just pay attention to how that person makes you feel and not how they made you feel at one point, not how they could make you like how you wish they could make you feel, but how they're currently making you feel. Because the likelihood is that it's not good, and it's a lot harder for me to care about a potential future that I've lost with someone if they don't make me feel good.
Right. And that helps you also stay in the present, which I feel like anytime I go through a breakup is the hardest thing to get to, because I'm always like pining on the past.
Yes. And on the, like the lost future.
Right. Exactly.
And like, and I also am not like, with like, I'm not talking about like it's this person's fault that they elicit these feelings. It's more like just my experience of this whole situation, like my association with this person doesn't feel good right now. Yeah. So it's a lot harder for me to like let myself wallow in like yearning, because it's I'm not like interested in yearning for something that like makes me feel bad. And so that's been helping me tremendously get out of the yearning phase, and that's my hot take if anyone could benefit from that.
Yes. I agree. My keepsake is that my friend Zach, who I haven't seen in 5 years until last night, was in town this weekend. Friend of the pod.
Hey Zach.
Hi, Zach. We got to hang out, which was super nice. I met Zach in Brazil on my gap year when I was 18. He was my volunteer coordinator. And then I lived with him when I went back to study abroad when I was 20. Came out as trans in his apartment. We had been in each other's lives on some level, but we hadn't seen each other in 5 years. But it honestly felt like no time had passed at all, which was very sweet. My mistake... also that I didn't get enough sleep and now I'm very tired, but early bedtime for me tonight. My hot take is that the skin on my feet is peeling, and I think that that is a fucked up evolutionary trait that should not exist. I don't know why that continues to happen, but it's driving me insane right now, and it's all I can look at as we're recording this podcast. Don't look. They're my feet. I think it's disgusting. And if anyone has any good tips other than, like, I don't know, getting a pedicure or something.
Right. I mean, moisturizer.
We are going to be with a bunch of fairies, and someone in there is going to have, like, some foot fetish, and they'll just chip it off for you. Just chew off that skin.
Your turn.
Okay, so is there an order to this?
No, just whatever you want.
So it's hot take...
Mistake. Keepsake.
Wow.
And it's just from the last, special like, boy. Week.
Such a good listener.
You listened. No, I put the one at the very end that I didn't know, which is actually what I was hiding this question, which was, what was the term? I wanted to call it keep fresh. But that's why I named fresh. The other two, because I knew that the third one would get named think by tank. Someone else. Yeah. I think tank here. That's all. That's my...
My think tank is...
Yeah. Keepsake. Right?
Yes.
Keepsake. Okay. Yeah. My keepsake is that my keepsake is I played D&D for the first time in like 4 months.
Nerd.
I know. I used to play every week during the pandemic, and then as we slowly
opened... That's why you're a pansexual. Okay, so I have this TikTok explaining the difference between bisexuality and pansexuality, and it's been really ringing true for a lot of people, and I'm like, essentially, it's the same fucking thing.
Neither of them are real.
But yeah, it's for attention. But it's been ringing really true, and I didn't even actually base it off of you, but you continue to prove my point. But I'm like, I prefer, it just comes down to which word you prefer, and I preferred the word bisexual because it feels more rock and roll to me.
Sure.
And pansexual feels more Dungeons and Dragons to me.
100%.
And you prefer pansexual, right?
Yeah, I do. I feel like bisexual, though, it feels limiting and wrong.
What?
In my mind. Like, I feel like I'm only allowed two.
No, well, the argument is that it's same gender and other genders.
Right. Oh, okay. That is what it's actually for. It's not like I like two genders as long as it's a mask.
Like, originally, that word was like, you know, when we had a more limited...
When we understood what gender really meant.
Yeah. When we had a little bit more of a limited understanding of gender.
Good old days.
It was, like, technically referring to, like, men and women.
Right.
But people who still want...
So it's the same thing.
It's just, they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Pansexual and bisexual. Like, there are very few bisexual people who, what they mean when they say they're bisexual is that they like men and women.
And they're both cis.
Yeah. Like, very, very, yeah. Like, they're out there, but yeah, it's like, it's not, majority of bisexual people feel the same way that pansexual people feel. But so this is, so I follow a porn star. I forget his name. Who's the really famous bisexual porn star? Like, the big one.
Oh, Wolf Hudson?
Yes, Wolf Hudson.
Wolf Hudson, come in my mouth.
And then on the pod.
And then in my butt.
Well, so he was explaining why he prefers the term bisexual over pansexual. And he's like, I'm attracted to all genders, but pansexuality, if you look up the definition, is attraction regardless of gender. And so his interpretation of that is that gender doesn't even factor into your attraction to people, and he is very attracted to people's expressions of their gender.
Mm.
And I am also very attracted to people's expressions of their gender. I don't have a limitation to which genders they are,
but I
love when people like it's very hot to me when somebody is like really in their fucking gender, whatever, yeah. Or lack of gender, you know, like gender expression is hot to me. Right. And so based on even just his interpretation, I still feel like I'm more quote unquote bisexual than pansexual.
Yeah. Mm.
But I also don't really think that they really mean different things.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
It's the same. I'm all the same. I'm sure in the future we're going to release labels from ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, don't say that too loud.
Yeah, a long time from now. And by that, I mean, like,
everyone's there's a lot of, like, strictly gay people that hate when pan and bi people say shit like that.
Yeah.
They're like, some of us actually are just into one gender. And it's like, okay, well, cool. Don't hang out with us.
Well, you won't be in the future when they're all gone. That's my keepsake. But also, to just level up again, my character plays the pan flute.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I played it against a monster, and we ended up killing the monster because I was playing the pan flute. It was so fucking funny. God, I'm such a nerd.
I started playing once, but then I broke up with my boyfriend, I couldn't anymore because it was with him and his roommates. I did think of asking him if he minded if I still played.
You did look good with those elf ears.
Thank you. But then I decided that would be fucked up to ask him if I could still play Dungeons and Dragons.
How hot are these takes allowed to be?
Oh, they can be hot. They can be spicy.
Like, enough where people are really going to disagree with
me. Yes, yeah. In fact,
okay, I'm on the side of the subway shooter. I think that
yes.
I mean, I have been in the... I mean, the MTA needs a wake-up call because we do not need more police officers in there. And I think that there needs to be... Those cameras weren't working. We need a big reality check. Rip it up. When that happened, I was like, thank God.
Oh, I love when someone says something more inflammatory than me.
I just think that it was... I'm shocked that it took this long
Wait, so why
are you on his side?
I don't know what his stance for doing it was.
No, I agree. I'm also... Yeah. But why are you on his side?
I'm on his side because I think it should have happened. it needs to happen. Not should have happened. And it needs to happen for the MTA to finally be like get the reality check of
we fixing need to the MTA.
Fixing the MTA, okay. Not just putting more police officers in there.
Okay, we just had to take JP out back and beat him.
We had to shoot
I'm
him.
I'm so sorry. My
style.
Hot take is that curly fries are better.
Yeah, we
guys, what does it feel like to have a good listeners? What does it feel like to have a collective eye roll this week, and it's not about something that I said. It's JP instead.
Yeah, JP, do you care to
rephrase?
Do you care to rephrase? You care to make
some tweaks,
clarifying statements?
Yeah, it hasn't gone to publishing yet, so we're good. I mean, publish whatever you want. Disney will take it down.
I'm sure of that.
I'm sure of that. I'm banking on that. I would like to say...
Just hoping Disney censors me because Lord knows I can't censor myself.
Okay.
When Disney Plus makes a movie about the subway shooting, you should play the shooter.
I would like to reiterate that. My hot take is that I have gone all of the pandemic riding the subways thinking, how has no one shot up this thing? Because,
oh my God.
Because they are making my life and everyone else's here a living hell.
Okay, you know the subway shooter is not from New York. It's not because he was frustrated at the subway.
It was weirdly enough, though, that he was pissed off about Mayor Adams's policy of kicking homeless people out of the subway.
Which, true.
True, but I'm just like... Interesting. It's just like weird. It's like a weird.
I mean, like, where does the mayor think they're going
to
go?
Like, it was like a power to the people by like shooting innocent people.
Yeah. Who, like, marginalized. So let's talk about the innocent people real quick. JP?
Do you want to say their families, friends, and families?
To all the friends and families of the innocent people.
To all the brave New Yorkers.
The brave New Yorkers just going about their early commute because it happened at like 7 in the morning. You probably weren't wanting to be there. I'm sure one of you guys was just like a temp or a contract worker, so you weren't even needing to take that job. And I would like to say that I'm sorry that the words that I said inside this meditation room when given the freedom to speak about...
when I was told I could have a hot take.
This is why Elon Musk
needs to buy Twitter.
Okay.
Okay, does everyone hear what I deal with every day?
These 10 incomplete thoughts at once.
I mean, not just that, but that all of my friends are like just mischievous, like contrarian, wanting to say the worst thing possible, little like bipolar goblins. Oh, just how I would describe. And I'm also like pretty... controversial. I'm a provocateur myself.
Right.
And you continue to dazzle me.
Yeah, we surprise you every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't think the take was going to be that hot.
Yeah, no, I guess. Ow! Yeah. I keep touching my hand to that hot take stove.
Yeah.
And not learning.
I think that what I was really trying to say is that it was about time.
No. Oh my God.
It was bound to happen. That's what I meant to say. It was bound to happen, and I'm grateful.
And cops are not the answer.
Yeah, cops and cameras are not the answer because they don't do anything.
So just to clarify, what I think it is you're saying,
yes,
is not that you think that the shooting should have happened, or that you think that like it's a good thing. It's more like the fact that it happened is
hopefully good.
Hopefully good.
Yes.
Like the outcome of what we learn from this situation.
Every single day when I ride the subway, I think to myself, how has someone who has been deprived of medical healthcare, whatever, what is it called?
Mental?
Mm-hmm.
Mental health?
Mental health. And now having their homes taken away. Now I'm specifically not just to them, but to all people. And they're... You know.
And they can't even lay down in the subway without being...
Or we're all being pushed inside subway cars, being told to keep social distance. And I'm like, okay, but do you guys see this? What's happening?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're in like a pressure cooker.
Yeah, so I'm just like shocked that it hasn't happened before. And
I'm glad that no one died and all that. Yeah. No,
and
I mean...
all that jazz.
Very hot take. Thank you for coming in hot with that. Did you say what your mistake was? Maybe it was saying all of that.
Yeah, my mistake might have been this moment. I would say that my mistake is
coming on this trip.
No, it's a real. We're being honest here. I think that my real honest mistake is trying to be friends with someone, but then accidentally liking them too much, and then thinking that I'm crushing on them, and then I just want to be friends with this person. And I
wait. That happened this week.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hung out with a friend who I thought we were just friends, and then they went in for a kiss, and I was like, oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I have a pattern of getting people inside a web.
Yeah.
Not all of them are intentional. Some of them, I want them there, and some of them, I want more than that. I just don't know how to do it.
Yeah, it's good to be self-aware.
Yeah.
Oops. You are a Cancer, after all.
Yeah. Oops.
I think another one of our listeners might relate to that mistake, so.
Which one? Name them. I'm not ridiculing.
They know who they are.
I don't.
You do know.
I do know,
but we can tell by the look in your eye. So why are you lying? Why are you lying?
I don't know. Why are you gaslighting us on our own podcast? Man. Yeah.
Should JP's fairy name be Gaslight?
Yes.
Thank you.
Judge Girl Boss.
Yes.
You're hate.
Yeah. Y'all say Girl Boss Gaslight Gatekeep.
Okay. So we finally made it through segment one.
Of a 10-minute or a 10-second.
Okay. Next segment, Fuck Up of the Week.
Yes. All right. Let me pause.
So, Nika, take us through it.
Okay. Okay. So, the Fuck Up of this week, I believe, is everything that's happening with Madison Cawthorn, who is a U.S. rep, Republican from North Carolina. He's been, like, a huge, like, Trump surrogate, like, extremely right-wing. He was, like, a pretty big figure in the January 6th insurrection last year. Has made, like, really crazy racist comments, has been coming for trans kids, etc. None of that seemingly has, like, done anything to get people to want to challenge him within the Republican Party. But this week, there were photos that somebody posted online of him wearing women's lingerie sexy, like, handcuffs and something, like, with a bunch of girls around him. It's, like, clear. He says that he was, like, on a cruise or something, but it's, like, clear that it's, like, supposed to be, like, a bit or, like, a gag or whatever in the photo, in my opinion. Honestly, they're also, like, really sexy, the photos, even though he's evil. He exudes evil chaser energy is how I feel every time I hear him talk. But this is now causing the Republican Party within North Carolina and, like, throughout the country to start talking about someone running against him in the primary, which is just rich,
and
in my opinion.
Nika would like to announce
and I,
that she's running as a Republican candidate in North Carolina.
I would like to announce that as Madison Cawthorn's girlfriend, I think that this is an unfair attack, and I love him.
But this is the same guy who, like, just weeks ago was like, there are sex parties and the Republicans do all this drugs.
Yeah, they do. Well, he literally said there are cocaine orgies that are happening in the Republican Party and they're doing key bumps. And everybody was like, okay, so only someone who knows drugs knows what a key bump is.
Right.
No one knows what a key bump is.
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy had to Google that when he represented him. He was like, and you said this thing about... Oh
yeah. Nancy Pelosi was doing a key bump. But yeah, I mean, it's just nuts. It's like, you know, I feel like everything that is, like, the fallout that's happening from this versus the lack of fallout that happened with everything else. I was reading today that he apparently, it's known and has been proven. I never watch the news anymore because that's my coping mechanism with this horrible country we live in. But apparently he had weapons on him at the insurrection on January 6th and, like, was helping people get into the White House.
Whoa.
There were, like, multiple senators and U.S. representatives, and he was one of them that was helping people get into the White House and also had weapons on him. So it's, like, that didn't prompt anyone in the Republican Party to want to run against him, but him wearing women's lingerie is what is, like, gonna bring down his career. It's just nuts. It's also, it's, like, the Democratic Party and just, like, annoying liberals and, like, Occupy fucking Democrats or whatever they're called on Twitter. Like, everyone
the
is
MoveOn.org Democrats.
Yeah, everyone's just being, like, so, it's just, like, so, like, grossly homophobic the way that, like, liberals are talking about him. And, I mean, it's not shocking because liberals are just the worst. They're as bad as Republicans in the ways that they...
absolutely no spine in anything that they supposedly believe in.
Yeah, it's... nothing ever makes sense and they're fucking insane. So I'm not, like, surprised that they're acting this way and, like, being homophobic. But it's just, like, so irresponsible right now with everything that is currently happening to trans people and queer people in this country for liberals now to then pile on with, like, their weird homophobic takes. It's like, let's focus on him being an insurrectionist, a racist, a transphobe, a misogynist, like, had to, like, literally leave his first year of, like, grad school, I believe it was, or undergrad, I think it was grad school, because he sexually harassed literally every single woman in his department that he was with. I was reading this on Twitter. It's like, let's focus on him just, I don't know, being evil.
Every single one.
Yeah.
Prolific.
Wow. Yeah. Like, let's focus on him being on him being evil and not him honestly looking hot in women's lingerie.
Yeah,
it's,
that's
let
not
men
the problem.
Wear lingerie. Top.
Yeah, that is not the problem with this man.
I feel like Madison Cawthorn is the name of one of the girls in The Crucible.
Madison Cawthorn sounds like a character in Gossip Girl.
Yeah. Madison Cawthorn.
Madison Cawthorn. Come on the pod.
Come on the pod.
Madison Cawthorn. My number is...
Listener mistakes.
All right. Hey, besties. Longtime listener and patron, first time submission. It's taken me a while to write in because I couldn't choose which mistake to share at length. But the mistake that continues to follow me to this day is the time I developed a relationship with a Johnny Cash impersonator.
I read this the other day. It's so funny.
I have a background in live events production. And several years ago, I was working with a group of impersonators, one of which was playing Johnny Cash. I was in my early 20s at the time and he was in his 40s. We hit it off right away and developed a great professional relationship. But after a night of drinking and chatting, I couldn't help but notice sexual tension between us. We started fucking pretty quickly, spending all day in rehearsals and all night hanging out and partying. I stayed with him in his talent housing most nights and woke up early to sneak out so no one would see. Things escalated and this guy was sending me passive-aggressive texts if I didn't get back to him in a timely manner, acting really possessive in private and giving me the cold shoulder in public. Ugh, oh my god, that is the worst combination of behaviors. I ignored the red flags because the sex was good and I guess I was living for the thrill. All right, been there. But the week we opened, he told me I couldn't stay with him because his girlfriend was coming to town. He had never mentioned a girlfriend to me, and it turns out he had a pattern of cheating on his girlfriend while on gigs. I ended things immediately, but we had to go forward with weeks of performances. I held my breath till the end of the run, and right after we struck the show, my boss came up to me to let me know our production was so successful, we'd be doing it again the following season. So sure enough, a year and a half later, we were reunited for 6 weeks to do the show again. Despite his various attempts, I did not have sex with him, though I did drunkenly end up asleep in his bed one time. He continues to send me cryptic messages, including one the night before his wedding. To this day. Moral of the story is never ignore red flags and don't complicate things for a work fling. There are plenty of people who will fuck you without risking you getting fired. So true, bestie.
So true, bestie.
Thank you for writing in. With a classic don't shit where you eat mistake.
This reminds me, when I was reading this the other day, there's a stand-up comedian who talks about fucking, almost fucking... an Elvis impersonator, like, on her Bachelorette. Oh, no, I lied. This is a subplot from This Is Us. Never mind. I'm a comedian.
Okay.
Anyway, I think...
So this reminds you of This Is Us?
Yeah. Let me... Hold on. Let me
Thursdays
triple...
Thursdays on NBC.
I'm Andy Moore with This Is Us.
I do have some questions.
Yeah, ask them.
Is... Did they role play
as Johnny Cash?
Yes, Johnny Cash and June Carter.
Aww.
That'd be hot.
That would be hot.
I mean, I think the show that they must have been doing was Million Dollar Quartet, right? Yeah. That's a show that involves a lot of impersonators.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, listen, who amongst us? We all have our...
A showman.
We all have our own Johnny Cash impersonator in our life.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Well, and if we're lucky, multiple.
Multiple, yeah.
Lucky and unlucky.
Yeah, I don't even know that, you know, I don't even know that that's a mistake.
I mean, it definitely is because he's been shitty.
Yeah. Awful.
But, well, it was. I feel like it was his mistake.
Yeah, but like, you know, I feel like they were right in saying that their mistake was ignoring the red flags.
Right.
Totally.
I'm not blaming them or faulting them for it because I make that mistake all the time. I continue to this day to make that mistake.
That's your fairy name, victim blamer.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up.
And my name's Victim.
But yeah, I feel you. We've all done that. I'll probably continue to shit where I eat. I'm starting to just like the taste of shit, to be honest.
I have one shit where I eat person who just sends me an emoji on my birthday. Not an emoji, a gif on my birthday. It's usually the impersonator groove where they're like, happy birthday, Vermont. And I'm like, I don't really understand what the purpose of you doing this. We never speak except on this day.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So I can't fully...
Actually, my deep dive a few weeks ago was a classic shit where you eat mistake.
Do you block people who get to this point where you're like, I really should have seen these red flags and you're not catching
sometimes.
Any hints? Do I block you?
Yeah, I don't know. I
usually let them keep playing out.
Yeah, same. Because it feels like more like it's because this is not just a random person on the internet. Like we know each other.
Right.
It feels like it's kind of escalating things to block.
Right.
You know, like especially if we've fucked or something.
Yeah.
I hung out with a guy the other day and saw all of his red flags. But I'll still hang out with him. See, the thing is, when I see the red flags, I usually don't actually see them. When I look back in retrospect, I'm like, that was a red flag. But this was the first time that I was like, those are red flags.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you see the red flag and you acknowledge that the red flag is there and you're okay with that red flag.
Yeah. I mean, we all have red flags.
And then it's fine.
Yeah. But it's also like a matter of like, I think you need to like.
How red is the flag?
How high up is the flag? Is it, you know, is it a half mast?
Oh, okay. These felt like half mast flags. Yeah. I don't know that they're working on them, but they're flags that I was like, I can, you know, I've been around the block.
There's like a card game that's like Cards Against Humanity. That's like red flag. I think that's what it's called. And it's like you have two perks and one red flag and you have to pair them up with someone. And someone has to choose which person they're going to date.
And
like one of them's like, I'm the richest person in the world, like as a perk, and but like your red flag
in itself a red flag.
Yeah, true.
To be honest,
class traitor. chose them.
All right. Enough is enough. It's time to It's time to hear about your mistakes, JP. Your deep, dark, gritty mistakes.
Best mistake.
All of them. Okay.
For the next few hours. Under this swinging lamp, we're going to interrogate you.
Great.
But yeah, what did you... Well, actually, a question that we ask some guests, which I would love to hear your answer before you dive into your mistakes.
Okay.
Or mistake or whatever. Sure. What is your relationship with mistakes and what is your perspective on mistakes?
Well, I would like to say that usually my relationship and my perspective all has to do with whatever drug I'm on, because if I'm stoned,
period.
I will
bestie.
Not even make a mistake, but then replay that moment and I sort of feel like I get smaller and smaller and smaller. And I like put my hoodie up, but you're in public and you just like can't crawl into your bed in that moment. So you just like put as many blockers up.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
So or you look like you're in like a vaginal
odor. This is why I don't
commercial.
Smoke weed anymore.
Yeah,
because,
probably.
Because of how like small it makes me feel sometimes. Mm. But say more about that. What other drugs
say
make you feel
bestie.
Other things about
Let's
mistakes.
Go through every drug.
Yeah.
Okay, so weed now. Ketamine.
Ketamine, I don't know if I've ever made a mistake on ketamine. Because,
true.
Yeah. I Coke. Think I am incapable. And if I have made a mistake on ketamine...
None of my
cares. Like, I don't know. Someone else's. That was someone else's mistake for asking me to do something. Coke. I probably immediately tried to solve the issue in that moment. Mm-hmm. I have done that thing where I've made it even worse.
Yeah, like, that's what you always do on Coke when you're trying to solve a mistake.
I was at a wedding where I accidentally, well, I didn't accidentally, I went up to a girl who I went to college with, or high school with, and I congratulated her on her pregnancy, and she wasn't pregnant. And then immediately tried to fix the problem.
You were on Coke?
Yeah, and I was immediately tried to fix the problem. I was like, oh, no, because you were holding your hand on your belly, and your other hand was here. And then it was just like worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And then I was like, shut up.
You're like,
and then we went to the.
Like, let me just do one more key bump. We'll pick up where I left off.
And it was even crazier because we were sat next to each other at our table.
What?
So I could not escape it.
Oh my God, that's mm-hmm. horrific.
We went back to the table and I was like, oh, there's your name tag.
LSD.
LSD. I mean, my mistakes that I've made on LSD is that I've taken off my clothes in public. At, like, we were in Cincinnati, so it wasn't, like, that big of a deal. It wasn't, like, Central Park, where it was, like... But it was a park, and I was, like, fully naked in public, which...
That, you could be, like, a sex offender for that.
Yeah, exactly. We all were like, wow.
Yeah, I am. And we find out.
Yeah, I have to tell you.
So what was your perspective on that?
I think in that moment, I was sort of, like, I knew that the two of us who were naked and the one person who was trying to explain to us that we had to put our clothes on, and I was sort of like, had that moment, kind of similar of when we were like decided that money was no longer, we were like, if money could leave the world, it was sort of like that. I was like,
when clothes we were on shrooms.
Yeah. I was like, clothes should just leave the world. This is like, if God wanted us to wear clothes, he would have given us clothes, you know? Like, this is our clothes.
Very. Yeah. You like, white people dreadlocks, like,
instantly. They were blonde, too. They were blonde dreadlocks.
Blonde and dirty, dirty,
dirty.
Dirty. Oh. Yeah.
But so I guess to clarify my question, more like
when sober, my relationship.
Yeah, like what is your perspective on mistakes like in life? Like are you a like dweller? Are you a like seeing the silver linings person? Yeah. Are you an everything happens for a reason person?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if everything happens for a reason, but I think you should embrace your fails. Like, you're not gonna.
You should embrace your epic fails.
You really should. Like, you should go into things. Like, when you're learning something, like, if you're learning to do the balance beam and you fall off, that was, like, because of a mistake you made. Like, obviously, you're not gonna go up there and think you're gonna nail it the first time you do it. You're going to fail.
Mine is finances. I, like, fuck up my finances fucking repeatedly.
Yeah. Finances are fun.
That's why when I'm on shrooms, I'm like, get rid of them! Money's not real!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably have that, and the real thing is time management is probably my big one.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably my big one that I keep repeating of why. And it always comes down to like a lack of communication of how much time I actually have to give. And then I like either push back on some of them and they all like kind of pile up into the same weekend. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like late or miss one of them completely. And then, or work in general. Mm. And it's like, ooh. Oops. Oopsie.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you for your vulnerability. But take us on a...
Tell us a story.
Journey.
Light, medium, hard. How big are these?
Anything totally up to you.
Great.
What are you in the mood for?
I'll start off with a light one if you want to hear that. It's short and quick. Yeah. That's a good one. It's one that sticks with me.
All right.
Yeah, I love those.
Really lube us up.
We're going way back. I don't know, maybe 2000.
Suddenly you're wearing the Wizard of Oz at the beginning when he's looking at the crystal globe.
Too far back. Yeah. a little bit less. Okay. It's like maybe 2004. I actually don't know the year, but I think I'm in fifth or sixth grade.
I guess like 1985.
Yeah, fuck you. Just kidding, I love oldies. Okay. So we're way back in time. I take the school bus to and from school every day.
Uh-huh.
And the way that our school bus, the buses would wait for the students after school was that they would all be parked in like in a row.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you'd like go to your one and get on. And did you guys ride the school bus?
No.
Occasionally.
Okay, but... well, there was like a class system inside the school bus.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yes.
And I'm familiar with that. At this point, I was like in the middle. And
good for you.
Yeah, thank you. I was working my way up. I hadn't quite won over the seventh graders yet, but this was the moment that did win over one of them. So the school bus, my bestie at the time, walked into the school bus next to me, but I wasn't done with my story. So I rolled down my window at my seat and stuck my head out, and we were like talking, and then their bus started to leave. And so I was pretending to like cut my head off with the window. So I was like lifting it up.
You've always been this, ma'am.
I was like pushed it. Like you have to like school bus windows. Like you have to push both sliders like towards each other and like lift or pull down. So I was like lifting it up higher and higher. I was like, oh, I'm stuck. And then it did get stuck. And then I was stuck there. With my head sticking in there while everyone on the inside of the bus was making fun of me, while everyone on the outside of the bus was all teachers yelling at me. And I remember this seventh grader who was like the hot seventh grader who was like probably banging his head to Avril Lavigne. He was like just listen to music and all that. He came up and just like pushed it and pulled it down. So that was a very simple mistake.
What, and why does that stick with you to this day?
I was just, don't, like...
You don't gotta take the bit that far.
Yeah, the show is over. The show needs to come to an end. You don't need...
What's funny is, like, you clearly haven't learned
that one.
So that's another repeated mistake.
Yeah, now that we're here.
Every time you tell a story from your childhood to us in, like,
you
any setting...
You see it
setting,
perfectly. You also see it as my age, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Because there's
you'd be really
no
successful
difference
at being on a show, like, about your playing yourself as a kid. Right. Yeah. That'd be a great
like a
show.
Like a 10-15 kind of thing. Yeah.
Or, like, fucking Amy in the 2019
Little Women. give you a bang clip.
Florence 100%. Pugh playing a, like, 8-year-old. It's like, girl.
Yeah.
But you actually could get away with it.
Yeah,
I
could.
Oh my god, you as Amy and Little Women. Oh,
would
those
be
are
so
our fairy names.
Funny.
You're Amy. You're.
I am not.
I mean, we're both kind of Joe.
Yeah, you're both Joes.
But you're Amy. That's for sure. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
I'll be Meg. You can be Joe.
No, I mean, I don't think.
Which one's the one that dies?
Beth.
That's what I thought.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Sorry,
everyone.
Sorry, everyone.
My God.
You can bleep that out.
Actually, that would be so funny.
Wait, let's do
which
it.
The one that he...
All right, we'll put that in the notes.
Okay, great. Yeah, Elisa, bleep that out. Don't spoil Little Women.
For everyone.
For our beautiful, beautiful besties who haven't seen it yet. But if you're if you have not seen any Little Women yet, start
with the
1995 one.
Yes, or 1994 rather.
But then do watch the recent one. It's really good.
Yeah, it's amazing. But that is the
blueprint.
The blueprint.
Mm-hmm. Well, the literal blueprint is the book, but who reads anymore?
I teach a Pilates class at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays. And one Friday...
Give us the exact address. Where can the besties...
If you're in Williamsburg
and
you have an Equinox membership...
Okay, well, I didn't actually need the exact address.
Take my class there.
Okay, anyway.
It is good. I just didn't show up that day. So...
Uh-oh.
I know. So I don't know if you have ever had this... Like, I woke up to... Okay, so the day before... I think I went to bed at, like, 2 a.m., but, like, not because I was out, just because I couldn't go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And then I had to wake up at, like, 7:30 to go to class, and then I missed the subway train that would have gotten me there on time. So then I took a car, and the car was going to get me there late. So then halfway through the car, I just decided to turn my phone off. And then...
Anxious avoidance logged on.
I, like, took off the car, and I said, "This is good." And he was, like... Here? And I said, "Yeah, this is fine. Right here. This is good." And we were like in the middle of like Bed-Stuy. Like, and so I just got off and I walked back to my apartment and I went to bed, and then this is how I thought it was going to play out. I didn't show up to class. Class gets canceled. I get a phone call. The next day I have to go in and I have to sign a paper that I missed a class, and if I do it again, I'm fired. And I was like, I can deal with all of that. That's fine. I never miss a class. And I wake up at like noon, like 12:30. and I turn on my phone expecting just to get like a missed call or a text message from my boss, but I have like 17 missed calls and text messages from people all across the country asking if I've killed, like, am I still alive? Have you killed yourself? Because my boss is a new mother, and congrats to Betsy. and I hope your child doesn't do what I did. And she had asked me how the winter was going, or how I was doing, like, the week before, and I was like, the winter's really hard, it's kind of, like, fucking with my depression.
Oh, and she thought
I had done something, and she was like, you've never missed a class, so I thought you had done something, and she went to my emergency contacts, which is my dad, and called my dad. And
okay,
my
that is so extreme,
it's
though.
So extreme, like, right? Called my dad, who lives in Texas, and gets this phone call, then calls my sister, because my sister and I are on the same phone plan.
Yeah.
And so she can see where my location is. So she, like, finds my iPhone, and I'm like, the last time it was logged in was in the middle of Bed-Stuy, not near my apartment.
Oh, my God.
And so she was like, no, something happened. And so they are, like Googling my name, death. Googling my name, God. Jail. Googling my name, ER. And my dad, like, works in, like, medical shit and was like calling all his friends to call people.
Oh my sister
was like calling people in Atlanta, calling people in LA, being like, can you, like, do you know if maybe he went out last night or anything? And no one has Lincoln's, my roommate's, number, so no one knows who to call, and they're all calling like ex-roommates. Some of them I do not talk to.
like hard
cross out, white out, new names have been printed on.
Yeah.
Like, that's how far dead they are. Like, contacting these people. And I wake up and I'm like, ugh, I don't even know how to deal with this now.
Oh,
like, I just, like, knew I was going to have to deal with work. But now work has turned into a national crisis and everyone is looking for me. And I, like, waited maybe, like, another hour before I actually dealt with it. And
damn.
That is, like, wildly unprofessional of your boss to do that, to be honest.
To,
like,
freak
that is,
out and call my emergency contact.
Like, I understand. Yeah. I get the frame of thinking. I think it's very sweet that you have a boss who cares about you and your well-being.
Thank you, Betsy.
But that's psychotic, right? You don't, like...
call the emergency... Especially, it had all happened...
You just missed work.
Right.
Like
my class... The first text message I got from her was at 10:15, so that was an hour after my class was supposed to start.
Yeah.
And then within 2-3 hours later, the whole nation is aware.
Yeah, that's cuckoo bananas. I could see if you missed,
also,
like, a class.
Also, I remember when you were, like, telling me about this, I was like, I guess we're not as close as I thought, because I didn't get any calls from your family.
I know. I gave them... My mom actually really wanted everyone's phone number. She was like, I need...
Well, your mom can't have mine because she unfollowed me on Instagram, yeah, so...
I didn't give her anyone's number because she shouldn't have anyone's phone number.
Do you want to take us on a darker one, or do you want to leave it on the medium one?
That's up to you.
We can... Maybe we can do the darker one on the Patreon.
Okay, cool.
Okay, perfect.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
You either have to pay up or...
Okay.
or what?
or not find out. patreon.com/bestmistakespod. Also, next week, we have a scheduled episode coming out, and it's on the Patreon, a
watch-along
of us watching She's the Man.
Queer trans
shut
cinema.
Up. That's so
no,
funny.
I'm not. Don't tell two women to shut up.
Okay, well, she's not the man either.
She's a man if she wants to be.
She's the man.
It's iconic.
There's a deep pause. There's probably going to be a pause button that happens when he realizes that he's a she.
Why?
Why?
Well, they have this whole, like...
Have you seen this movie?
She's the Man? Of course.
Of course.
It was my introduction to Shakespeare.
The Lion King probably should have been your introduction.
That was the first movie I ever saw.
Wait, really?
In theaters.
So The Lion King was your introduction to just, like...
movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Shakespeare.
And Shakespeare.
Well, anyway, so look out for that. Look out for our Patreon episode that is about to also come out with JP. And leave us a review. Write us your mistakes. bestmistakespod@gmail.com. And, do you want to help us with our sign-off?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I say the first part, you say the second part, and then JP, you say, after we were both done, say, kiss your friends on the mouth.
Kiss your friends on the mouth. Kiss your friends on the mouth.
Yeah,
okay,
okay.
I got it.
All right.
Three.
Ready?
Two. What was it? Line?
Okay. Test your holes.
Test your drugs.
Kiss your friends on the mouth.
Okay.